After 9/11, many like Duluth Seaway Port Authority's chief financial officer, John Kubo, realized that the devastation of a terrorist attack could catch them unaware and unprepared.
Terrorism coverage came after 9/11, and just as all the other policies that have been effected, there are certain exclusions that they have. Acts of war are excluded.
Kubo says they've been adding terrorism coverage to their insurance policy since it became available in 2002. Until then, acts of war have been excluded from insurance policies.
We don't know the real terrorism threat. Duluth and the port were one of the five highest targets in the state of Minnesota for a terrorism attack. It's because of that fact that we're a target.
Total insurance, including terrorism coverage, for the Duluth port and workers is $42 million. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.